Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are Dukes and Bell. It's not Guten Morgen because that's morning. Anyway, hello, hello. It is Dukes and Bell fresh from Germany with Abe in for Carl. Carl's got Veterans Day off, but he'll be back tomorrow as Carl and I will be trying to get the answers you want from Raheem Morris. We'll try. We'll hear what Raheem had to say to the media just the other day about this team that's coming up. We like to start every hour with a big say it, Abe Hardy. Hey, man. And as we learned in Germany, hey, man is pretty much hey, man. It's the same thing. It's just with an accent. Hey, man. It's it.
So I don't have the accent. I'll hurt something physically, emotionally if I try that.
But it was so cool meeting those great people. And again, the game. By the way, the game the German fans went nuts for. It was about 90% of the stadium was German. Other Europeans were there, like Brits and French, a lot of Dutch. But and then the rest would have been Colts and Falcon fans.
Separate of the massive letdown that you have and many others who traveled from Atlanta, they got a great game. One of the best games they've
had. And that's what the Europeans were saying. I mean, because let's be honest, they've had some real clunkers over there. There's been some games this year that just got awful.
Sure.
So to have all that offense, to hit the over, to go to overtime, they were just loving it. And as I asked one, if you watched on TV why it was such a raucous pro-Colts fan, well, the Germans do what they're told. What the girl sitting next to us said, I'm a big 49ers, but, you know, it is a home game for Colts, so we must root for Colts. Like, well, no, jump on our bandwagon.
Need all the help we can get over there.
The couple sitting next to us, hi to Ben and Robin from Milledgeville. They also listen to us on the Odyssey app. How cool is that? Go all the way around the world, have a couple of folks from Milledgeville sitting next to you. Again, guys, we wrapped up the 4 o'clock hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Now into the 5 o'clock hour, talking Falcons. Let's start with Raheem Morris. The pocket presence for Michael Penix Jr. We're going to talk about how we fix it or how we think it should be fixed. But here's Coach on, you know, why is he looking so awful in the pocket? Because partly there is no pocket and scrambling.
What we've done with him is tell him to be able to use his legs like he did, you know, week before prior with the big long scramble versus the Patriots. That's something that you love to happen. You know, yesterday he used it a little bit when he got out the pocket and hit Drake on the scramble when the play broke down. He's kind of scrambled to his left. Drake did a nice job of shadowing and following him. He did another big scramble when he was able to hit Bijan along the sideline. You know, you like to see those things happen more, and they could happen more often because he is so athletic and he has that in his body. You know, sometimes you get out the pocket if you go the wrong way. And you not shouldn't say the wrong way. If you go away where there's not people to scramble for you, it's not going to look as good because he's a thrower first, and he's always going to look down the field to throw as opposed to just taking off using his legs at all times. And like we can get better at all those things, and that's something that he can get better at as well. And I don't know if it's necessarily pocket presence because he's very comfortable in the pocket. He loves being in the pocket. He loves going through the whole dynamic of his progressions. I just think it's sometimes, man, he can use athleticism at times that he can really exploit people.
Mike, do you believe at any point they told him not to run?
I don't know. I asked the question. Was he cowed into not running, or is it something that, and that's why we go back to, was Ike Hilliard fired because he told him not to run? Because remember, he was part of the passing game. No idea. That's why this team is so friggin' dysfunctional. My explanation of this dysfunctionality coming up later. But this goes to Michael Penix Jr. needs to be helped because he's really struggling right now. Guys, if you don't think Michael Penix is having a bad couple of weeks, I don't know what you're watching. He's missing plays. He's missing passes. And a lot of this is on him. And a lot of this is also on how he is being asked to play the position. This slow motion, because he doesn't move quickly in the pocket. He may be able to pick it up and put him down. But when he's in the pistol or he goes back to do the fake handoff and he pirouettes, it seems like it takes a minute. No, it doesn't take a minute, but it just seems that way, Abe. So now he's got less time to be now looking with his eyes focused down the field. Now, we talked to Dave Archer earlier, and he brought it up. And I said it to start the show. Kyle Pitts, you're not getting – no one's giving you a contract here in Atlanta. You know, there's no way Kyle Pitts is getting another contract here. Because when Michael Penix Jr. does his job, sets his feet, big play, boom, touchdown, we're leading in Germany. No, you friggin' drop it. And then you miss in blocks. You don't hear an audible. There's an audible. Dave talked about one of the plays where you saw Penix get, because guess what? Because he audibles out of something, and Pitts doesn't hear it, doesn't run the wrong route. He can't get the ball to him. So Kyle Pitts' quiet quitting has cropped up again. Anytime you think you've turned a corner with Kyle Pitts or things are starting to go your way, but he's also part of the problem, not to mention what you brought up earlier, the inability of Darnell Mooney to function in this offense.
Yeah, and Mooney's just never gotten it going from the start of the year. He's well behind because of the shoulder injury. Then he had a hamstring, and I don't know how much longer we expect him to get on track, but I think it's a tough ask at this point. They're obviously disconnected between Penix and Mooney. But there are some other receivers who are on this roster that didn't miss time that are also not doing anything for you. I was a huge fan of David Sills. All right,
DS5.
Just from my own little perspective, I was a huge fan of what he did in college. I thought he could find some way to help this team. There's been nothing but bad communication from him as well. I don't know what's going on with Kadarius Hodge. We've seen nothing from him.
He's been banged up.
Casey Washington, Jamal Agnew.
Casey Washington had a hamstring. He had a concussion. I mean, but
it's always
right.
Something. There's no one doing anything for Michael Penix with the exception from the receiver spot of Drake London. And that's not going to be good enough. When you need more from Mike, I understand it's year two, but this is a rookie quarterback, right? We're under 16 games played, under a full season of starting. You have got to help him. And that comes down to the players being there for him, the offensive line being there for him, your coaching staff being there for him. And if you can't figure out how to be there for him, then you have to seriously look at making change. And it just doesn't feel like that's coming. And we took kind of a circular route to get back to the comment that we get from Raheem Morris is, we're going to look at it, we're going to get it fixed, right?
It's week 11.
You're not getting it fixed, man. And if you refuse to make changes that maybe could help you get it fixed, then what are we doing? I mean, we say it 1,000 times, right? Trying the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. And you're not getting different results. You've lost a bunch of games that probably, to Arch's point or to everyone's point, a play here, a play there, you make a play on third down and 21, you win that game. It's just not coming.
Here we go, guys. Less than 4 minutes left in the game. We're leading 25-22. How about we kick it into the freaking Spray River, okay? Don't let these guys have a chance because you can't stop a kick return, okay? Because our special teams are dreadful when it matters most. So what do you get? A 49-yard return. They're set up in business. And then even then, you're okay, we'll get something from the defense. You're blitzing. They're getting stops. Okay, third and long. Let's just rush four. And they convert. They almost convert. They get a big chunk of the 20 yards, and they're able to get in field goal range. And then let's call a timeout for them.
You want to get into that one?
All right.
Go ahead.
It made no sense. Let me put this in perspective. I've got German football fans looking at me going, why'd your coach call us a timeout? I don't know. Because what he's trying to freeze, he's going to freeze him? That's it? Okay, I know he missed a kick earlier in the game. Nobody understood it. Analysts on the TV broadcast didn't understand it. What do you make of it?
I'll say this, and I think Zeno also probably echoed this yesterday. They were not under some crazy rush. There was plenty of time. I still think you make them do it. It wasn't the fire drill that we had against Tampa last year. I understand that.
But why make it easier?
Right. I still think you make them go out there, go through the motions, get set up with a little bit of pressure.
A sense of urgency.
A little bit. Again, plenty of time. They probably make the kick, and we're probably having this discussion for nothing, right? I still think you have to work your way through that.
You know, since we brought it up, let's jump on the, if you're keeping score at home, kids, this is Cut 13. Raheem Morris on why he called the timeout that we just referred to, which eventually sets up the game-tying field goal by the Colts.
We could have let him rush out there and go to try to kick it and try to make it and, you know, make it under pressure, but it felt like a gimme for him. It felt like something that was going to be pretty easy for him. We felt like we can get some more time for our offense to go out there. And if we get that big completion to Mooney that we dropped and we can get another one, we might be having a different conversation right now.
That doesn't make sense. That makes as much sense as when I argue with Raheem about the Commanders' clock management when we should have been calling timeouts to give Penix Jr. to try to get us a chance to get in field goal range. That makes sense. If you're going to ice him, you let him get out there, and then you call the timeout. That's time immemorial, okay? That doesn't make any sense, what he just said. That makes no sense.
I'm only hesitant to really get into this discussion,
it
Mike,
happens to a lot.
Because I just...
Yeah.
He probably makes it anyways. And
right. I know,
we're doing the hindsight thing.
It's 100 to 1 shot he's going to miss it, but there's no logic behind your actions.
I guess my only question is, let's say they, quote, fire drill it. They got 30 seconds, but let's say they go fire drill it and he makes the kick.
Yeah.
Would we be here complaining, how could you not call a timeout? How do you not try?
I think,
so it's almost a lose-lose discussion anyway.
Yeah, if you're going to call a timeout, you call it once he's out there and you ice him.
Yeah.
That's it. That's college. That's high school football. That happens this weekend in the playoffs. I mean, in high school. When do the high school playoffs start, A.D.? Is it soon? This week.
They're going.
All right, I got it right.
Okay,
thank you. But I'm trying to make sure my analogies are in order. One more from Coach Ra, and this is on the main causes. Coach 14, the main causes for the third down issues.
First of all, we got to get shorter third downs. We had a couple more long third downs yesterday. And then the other thing about it is we got to execute better. You know, our first third down of the game, we get sacked for sack fumble. We got to execute what Mike's saying, what he's telling us to do. We got to get those things done from a communication standpoint, from whether it be Mike, whether it be us listening, whatever the cases may be, that we can get those things done because it was clear look, something that we worked on, something that we practiced, something we got to execute. So we got to execute better across the board. We got to execute better for Mike, really, to be absolutely honest with you, like across the board. You know, Mike's got to play better. He wants to play better. He's always going to be one of those guys that's very hard on himself. But he is a young man. He is a first-year quarterback in his first year, and we got to play better for him and around him.
You know, and the thing that you and I talked about a lot is that if you didn't hear the interview with Dave Archer or you saw some of the video where Michael is on the dais, he looks like he's got no confidence. He looks like he's crestfallen. He just looks like, you know, all the things that were happening for him in Washington are not happening here. And, you know, and this is where you look at I believe in Michael Penix Jr., but it's got to get fixed because you're at a crossroads. Okay, the season is basically done. I don't think we're making the playoffs. I don't think a 3-6 team goes on a 7-1 freaking run. You got to go to 10 and to get to 10-7. We got to go 7-1
at Tampa and against the Rams. Probably not.
No, I mean you could. Yes, we should. We shouldn't have lost to the frigging Dolphins. Dolphins showed you they can beat the Bills on any given Sunday, but this team plays down to lesser opponents. They don't the piece of garbage they laid out there in Charlotte. And then you show how you can hang in San Francisco, but the coaching staff screws that up. You can hang with the coach. You can hang with the Patriots. Coaching staff screws that up. You can hang in this game. Okay, help this kid. This kid. You got to simplify this offense. Break it down. Dave Archer said, "Look, he's not as mad about Zach. He says I got to get off Zach's back because Zach did dial stuff up that they just completely screwed up. That individual players blew, like when Drake London misses the block on the screen to Bijan, where Bijan gets basically decapitated."
Here's the thing for me, Mike, and let's say we just remove the last 9 games. Let's take it out of it. The offense is what it is right now. I don't care who's to blame for 3-6. I don't care who needs to do this or needs to do that. You say you're going to address it. You say you're going to fix it. How do you make it better? Because I don't see them working to make it better.
No, because they don't have
They're doing the same things.
They don't have the brain power. They don't have the ability to pivot. Zach, I mean, the one or two times that Zach showed us something, like the time they used the wild
The Felipe Franks?
Wild Felipe.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I mean, like, it's a gadget play, but it shows some imagination. Give me more of Algier under center, and just forget it. If Mooney's going to be this inconsistent, use Bijan in some games. We'll get into a flow. Bijan can get to 1,000, 1,500 yards from scrimmage, and maybe more of it will cover in the passing game. Bijan is slowing down. Bijan was on pace to have like 1,000 yards before Thanksgiving, you know, before, and now it's like, wow, this guy, you said it earlier, everybody's touting. He's one of the best players. You got Bijan. You got Drake. What are we doing? Offense, I don't want to hear about injuries. Everybody's dealing with injuries. Every team right now in the league has got injuries in their line, interior or tackle.
Mike, you had one first down against the New England Patriots. You came out and said, we need to get into better third down situations. What did you do the very next game? Third and long, third and long, third and long, third and long. You said you were going to address something. It never got addressed. You go 0 for 8.
Right. They don't. That's
the moral of the story.
They don't know how to pivot. As we said earlier, like Shanahan, give me a designed rollout by Michael Penix Jr. to get him in space, get a high percentage throw to Pitts, and let's get to second and
seven. You know
what?
If the throw's not there, right. Take 3 yards rushing and get out of bounds.
What Abe just said. Zach Robinson, design.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rollout. If the throw's not there, he runs for 5 yards. And now you're second and five. Just don't false start. All right, there you go. This hour of the program brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia at Town Center Kennesaw. Let's hear from you. 404-726-0929. Be careful when you're driving. What do you think? I mean, do you believe that Michael Penix Jr. is going to straighten this out? Or do you feel that Michael Penix Jr. is sliding in such the wrong direction it's unsavable? Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.